And I'm Aaron Schachter. The question now here in Lebanon is whether the government and opposition will agree to share power, or whether street battles flare up again as the sides attempt to force their will on the other. The answer is clear for Simon Karam. He was Lebanon's ambassador to the United States in the 1990s. Karam believes the precision with which Hezbollah and its allies have divided and conquered in the past week shows that the group has been planning an attack like this for some time. He says endless bumbling by the government gave Hezbollah and other opposition Shia groups the pretext to expand their reach.
Land link between various Shia strongholds in the south and the Bekaa, and the control of Beirut and the taming of the Druze Mountains have great military and political implications.
The implications, say Karam, are that Lebanon will move from being buffeted by numerous outside forces to a country under the thumb of a single foreign power.
They are on their way now to creating a state which is, to a large extent, satellite of Iran. I think that sort of an iron curtain will fall on us. It will be the start of a new era of subjugation of Lebanon and most of the Lebanese.
They were raising up this propaganda from day one.
Ali Hamdan is an advisor to Lebanon's parliament speaker. He's from the Shiite Amal Party, an opposition partner with Hezbollah. Hamdan says pro-government politicians and analysts should ditch the old canard that support equals control, because that goes both ways.
With all what you hear all over the world and the phone calls from President Bush to Secretary Rice to I don't know who, to Germany, to France, to we support you, we support you, we support you, Senora government, they are what? They are allowed to receive support, and we don't have the right to say who is supporting or to receive support.
Hamdan says the opposition is interested in negotiations with the government to work through the current impasse. But he claims that the governing coalition has repeatedly bargained in bad faith during the past 2 years, and it will be hard to regain trust. So what he calls civil disobedience, roadblocks, demonstrations, and cutting off Lebanon's airport, will continue until there are more positive signs from the government.
There is a British wisdom there that confidence is good, but control is better. In absence of trust, no confidence. We need control to be sure, and we are not looking for that by military action. We want dialogue, comprehensive deal, reconciliation, and we go.
Some analysts say opposition forces may not be interested in a total conquest of Lebanon, but they are willing to wait out the government to get what they want. Osama Safa heads the Lebanese Center for Policy Studies.
They have everything from money to resources to ports and conduits outside the country and into it. They have planned for days like these. The others haven't. The others are scrambling to react.
Other analysts say the pro-government and opposition forces have seen the abyss and don't want to fall in. It's not too far-fetched, they say, that both sides will in the coming weeks agree on a president and a transitional national unity government made up of technocrats. The real sticking point could be something else. The opposition is demanding a new election law that would reflect Lebanon's changing sectarian demographics. And it's hard to imagine the governing coalition giving up any of its power unless it's forced to. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.